Listening comprehension. Task 1. You will hear two different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. You will hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to look at task 1. Now we are ready to start. Extract 1.
People say we don't need much of an attention span these days, but if you look at something like, say, a TV series, and there are different branches of the story to keep up with over a long period, only being able to concentrate for a short time is going to be pretty useless. Think about the number of characters you have to remember, and that's without the complexities of the plot.
But longer series are great for character development, and writers seem to be moving towards longer books too. They can really explore a character.
It's interesting that short stories are not that popular. Going back to attention spans, you'd think if people really had difficulty concentrating, they would choose to read those, not longer books, which is not actually the case.
It's a pity they don't. I think sometimes one page can say what a whole novel takes about 400 to do. There's a relevant detail in a novel too which really irritates me.
Ironically, something short needs even more attention because it isn't all spelled out for us, so we need to think about it more.
Extract 2.
We're all using digital technology more these days, but it can be isolating, in spite of the fact that we use it for social networking. So when it comes to playing games, it's understandable that digital multiplayer games are featuring more and more. I feel strongly that even this can't replace the personal connection.
The point is, we're living in an age where digital information networks seem to get into every aspect of our lives. In a way, games are a cultural reflection of this. Playing against another person lets you try something out. Play with cause and effect in a safe environment. No personal contact. In that sense, digital games are kind of helpful.
People want leisure activities that let them do something. They want to actively interact with the media they use. I think board games fulfill our need for the face-to-face contact of the past. With board games, we're doing something, but also connecting with each other on a personal level.
But you have to look at this surge in the popularity of board games in context. There's a big retro trend going on now, you know, like with clothes and even vinyl records. It's niche, but significant. And it's true that most modern board game enthusiasts are also keen digital games players.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the recording again. Extract 1.
People say we don't need much of an attention span these days, but if you look at something like, say, a TV series, and there are different branches of the story to keep up with over a long period, only being able to concentrate for a short time is going to be pretty useless. Think about the number of characters you have to remember, and that's without the complexities of the plot.
But longer series are great for character development, and writers seem to be moving towards longer books too. They can really explore a character.
It's interesting that short stories are not that popular. Going back to attention spans, you'd think if people really had difficulty concentrating, they would choose to read those, not longer books, which is not actually the case.
It's a pity they don't. I think sometimes one page can say what a whole novel takes about 400 to do. There's a relevant detail in a novel too which really irritates me.
Ironically, something short needs even more attention because it isn't all spelled out for us, so we need to think about it more.
Extract 2.
We're all using digital technology more these days, but it can be isolating, in spite of the fact that we use it for social networking. So when it comes to playing games, it's understandable that digital multiplayer games are featuring more and more. I feel strongly that even this can't replace the personal connection.
The point is, we're living in an age where digital information networks seem to get into every aspect of our lives. In a way, games are a cultural reflection of this. Playing against another person lets you try something out. Play with cause and effect in a safe environment. No personal contact. In that sense, digital games are kind of helpful.
People want leisure activities that let them do something. They want to actively interact with the media they use. I think board games fulfill our need for the face-to-face contact of the past. With board games, we're doing something, but also connecting with each other on a personal level.
But you have to look at this surge in the popularity of board games in context. There's a big retro trend going on now, you know, like with clothes and even vinyl records. It's niche, but significant. And it's true that most modern board game enthusiasts are also keen digital games players.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. Task 2. You will hear a woman called Kate Smith giving a presentation about how she made a huge lifestyle change. For questions 7 to 15, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You will hear the recording twice. You have 45 seconds to look at task 2. Now we are ready to start.
Hi everyone, I'm Kate and I'm here to talk about making lifestyle changes and how I turned my life around. After university, I'd hoped to do something intellectually challenging that would also get me into the high life. Working in finance seemed ideal. My friends defined success as owning possessions, but though I kind of went along with that, it was the sense of achievement that did it for me. But then the ethical side bothered me. I turned into a clock watcher because the job wasn't really demanding, and a commuter, that was the biggest downside. But I loved the buzz of living in the fast lane. One day, a friend bought me a birthday present that changed everything. It was an experience, a day out or unusual activity instead of a physical present. Mine was to be a zookeeper for a day. I suspect that far from being thoughtful, my friend imagined it would be a joke, but I got to see what went on behind the scenes and the complexities of looking after exotic animals. Far from boring, it looked so worthwhile, and suddenly, my own job seemed pointless. I kept my feelings to myself. People might have thought I was crazy, but when I saw a vacancy for a zookeeper, I went for it. I had zero qualifications, no experience, but loads of enthusiasm, which may have swung it for me at the interview. The full training took 2 years, and now I'm in charge of the lions, tigers, and wolves. It's definitely not glamorous. You have to muck in, get dirty, work all hours in all weathers. A typical day starts with cleaning cages and checking on the welfare of the animals. It gets to me if I hear visitors say the animals are cute, but it's a shame they're smelly. I take pride in making sure that's not the case. There are strict safety standards, crucial given the animals I work with. They're shut away while I'm in their cages, but I check the lock on the door many times while I'm in there. I still get shivers when I first go inside. They're not pets, and although they know me, they could still attack. I can identify a shift in their moods from their behaviour. That protects me. People ask about the morality of zoos. Well, keeping animals in compounds isn't ideal, but we're protecting endangered species. A zoo could be their last refuge. We try to make their lives as natural as possible, even though it's tempting. I never mollycoddle cubs. I'm very emotionally involved, which makes this more rewarding than anything I've done before. I do miss city life, banter with colleagues and the salary, but I'm healthier doing a physical job, though I never get the chance to dress up in smart clothes. My hands and nails are a real mess. Making this kind of change is tough, but once you've made the jump, everything slots into place.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Hi everyone, I'm Kate and I'm here to talk about making lifestyle changes and how I turn my life around. After university, I'd hoped to do something intellectually challenging that would also get me into the high life. Working in finance seemed ideal. My friends defined success as owning possessions, but though I kind of went along with that, it was the sense of achievement that did it for me. But then the ethical side bothered me. I turned into a clock watcher because the job wasn't really demanding, and a commuter, that was the biggest downside. But I loved the buzz of living in the fast lane. One day, a friend bought me a birthday present that changed everything. It was an experience, a day out or unusual activity instead of a physical present. Mine was to be a zookeeper for a day. I suspect that far from being thoughtful, my friend imagined it would be a joke, but I got to see what went on behind the scenes and the complexities of looking after exotic animals. Far from boring, it looked so worthwhile, and suddenly, my own job seemed pointless. I kept my feelings to myself. People might have thought I was crazy, but when I saw a vacancy for a zookeeper, I went for it. I had zero qualifications, no experience, but loads of enthusiasm, which may have swung it for me at the interview. The full training took 2 years, and now I'm in charge of the lions, tigers, and wolves. It's definitely not glamorous. You have to muck in, get dirty, work all hours in all weathers. A typical day starts with cleaning cages and checking on the welfare of the animals. It gets to me if I hear visitors say the animals are cute, but it's a shame they're smelly. I take pride in making sure that's not the case. There are strict safety standards, crucial given the animals I work with. They're shut away while I'm in their cages, but I check the lock on the door many times while I'm in there. I still get shivers when I first go inside. They're not pets, and although they know me, they could still attack. I can identify a shift in their moods from their behaviour. That protects me. People ask about the morality of zoos. Well, keeping animals in compounds isn't ideal, but we're protecting endangered species. A zoo could be their last refuge. We try to make their lives as natural as possible, even though it's tempting. I never mollycoddle cubs. I'm very emotionally involved, which makes this more rewarding than anything I've done before. I do miss city life, banter with colleagues and the salary, but I'm healthier doing a physical job, though I never get the chance to dress up in smart clothes. My hands and nails are a real mess. Making this kind of change is tough, but once you've made the jump, everything slots into place.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to complete your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.